美语训练班上课了。大家好，我是杨林，
我是 Cat。 杨林，快说说咱们今天都要学什么。
好，今天咱们要去 party 上吃个大餐。
I cooked up some of my famous steak and brought it over.
看看接受媒体采访要注意些什么。
Stay friendly, but remember, they're not on your side.
学学怎么说船到桥头自然直，还要告诉大家怎么用这个流行的 BFF。
Yanlin, you are totally my BFF. The kind of real BFF that would get me a new MacBook Pro 3 for my birthday.
大家瞧 Cat 的梦做得多美啊。好了好了，言归正传，我们赶快先来进入第一个单元 Learn a Word.
Learn a Word.
今天我们要学的词是
Mandatory.Mandatory is spelled M-A-N-D-A-T-O-R-Y. Mandatory.
Mandatory 指强制的、必须的。比如 Mandatory Retire Age, 强制退休年龄。
Bulgaria's Minister of Regional Development is calling for the introduction of mandatory insurance for private residencies and all privately owned buildings.
保加利亚地区发展部部长提出并要求该国的私人住宅和全部私有建筑一律购买保险。
The New York City Council is considering a new bill that will make it mandatory for all bikers to wear helmets.
纽约市市议员正在考虑一项新议案，硬性要求纽约市每个骑自行车的人都必须佩戴头盔。好的，今天我们学习的词是
mandatory, mandatory, mandatory.
Ugh, mandatory things stress me out. I hate mandatory classes in school. I'd rather be more flexible and do what I want when I want.
我也不喜欢上有些必修课，就像什么毛泽东思想、邓小平理论的，太无聊了。不过我倒是觉得，像数学、物理啊什么的，虽然我都不喜欢，可是毕竟对以后还是有用的嘛。
Well, as I always say, all the hard questions are for future Cat.I just don't think it's worth it to worry about things. If there's a problem, I'll just cross that bridge when I come to it.
你真是个随性的人呀。不过刚才你提到了一个很好的词儿 cross that bridge when one comes to it. 咱们一起来听听这个习惯用语的用法。
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第968讲，我是杨林。
我是 Steve Barragona。
我的小侄女很喜爱动物，而且做事很认真。最近她宣布长大以后要当兽医，我们都觉得这个职业蛮适合她的。不过她父母并不打算现在就开始为她成为兽医做任何投资和计划，因为孩子毕竟还小，很可能以后改主意。她父母的这种做法让我想到了一个习惯用语，那就是
Cross that bridge when one comes to it. Cross is spelled C-R-O-S-S and bridge B-R-I-D-G-E. Cross that bridge when one comes to it.
Cross that bridge when one comes to it. 字面的意思是到了桥边再过桥，其实就是指等事情发生了再应对，船到桥头自然直。我侄女的父母就是这个态度。
They don't want to start thinking about how to finance their daughter's veterinarian training yet. They prefer to cross that bridge when they come to it.
他们不要现在就开始为孩子上兽医学校准备学费，而是打算等孩子真上了再说。在下面的例子里，有个女孩为自己的未来做打算，也可以说没做什么打算。我们一起来听一听。
Carrie is determined to move to New York City next fall.At the moment, she doesn't know what she's going to do for a job once she gets there. Still, she's not worried. She says that she will cross that bridge when she comes to it. The way she figures it, she'll be able to find work after she gets settled.
这段话意思是说 ,Carrie 下决心秋天到了就搬到纽约去住。现在她还不知道搬过去之后要做什么工作。不过她也不担心。她说船到桥头自然直。等他到了纽约，一切都安顿好了，再找工作也不迟。
这种随遇而安的心态真不错。不过很多人都没有 Carrie 这么大松心，不愿意走一步算一步。很多人都是尽量避免可能出现的问题，这样的话
They don't have to cross that bridge when they come to it.
他们就不用等问题发生了再急切着想法子应对了。好的，言归正传，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
Carrie's determined to move to New York City next fall. At the moment, she doesn't know what she's going to do for a job once she gets there. Still, she's not worried. She says that she will cross that bridge when she comes to it. The way she figures it, she'll be able to find work after she gets settled.
常被人们认为是务实、有远见、有计划的人，可实际上真的是这样吗？咱们来听听下面这段话。
So far, the company presidents have agreed that they'll sign the contract with Mexico. Beyond that, they haven't really decided what they'll do next. The reality is that they'll deal with the situation when it happens. They're crossing that bridge when they come to it.
这段话是说，到目前为止，公司总裁已经同意和墨西哥方面签合同，可除此之外。公司决策层并没有决定下一步的工作，事实上他们打算走一步算一步，他们的态度就是等问题出来了再去想怎么办。
Cross the bridge when one comes to it 在口语里的另一个说法是
Wing it. Wing is spelled W-I-N-G and it I-T.
Wing it 也就是到时候再说，随机应变的意思。好的，让我们再来听听刚才那段话。
So far, the company presidents have agreed that they'll sign the contract with Mexico. Beyond that, they haven't really decided what they'll do next. The reality is that they'll deal with the situation when it happens. They're crossing that bridge when they come to it.
各位听众，今天我们学习的习惯用语是 cross that bridge when one comes to it. 意思是走一步算一步，船到桥头自然直。好的，这次的美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是杨林，
我是 Steve Barragona。
谢谢各位的收听。
Well, I'm the exact opposite. I need to plan things to a T.
什么事我都得详细计划好，不然我就特别紧张。
Hello, talk about a control freak. But, Yanglin, things always change. It's hard to plan ahead.
也是，今天早晨就是，本来上班只要15分钟，我足足走了一个小时，就是因为路上出了起事故，大家都看热闹，结果路上堵得不行。
See, that's my point. You just need to go with the flow, girlfriend. 不过，你刚才提到看热闹，咱们今天来看看这个词儿用美语怎么说。
美语怎么说？
How to say it in American English.
Tony 在北京学汉语，他的中国朋友要是遇到了不知道用美语怎么说的词，就会来请教他。今天是无穷要问的，看热闹。
无穷， I heard you got your driver's license.
是啊，昨天我已经开车上路啦。
So, how did it go?
哎，别提了，我开的那条路上出车祸，结果开车的、骑车的、走路的都想看热闹，最后整条街都堵住了。对了 ，Donny， 这些看热闹的人用英文怎么说？
英文叫 rubberneck。
rubberneck？ 我知道 rubber 是橡胶 ，neck 是脖子，那么 rubberneck 不就是橡胶脖子吗？
你想啊，那些看热闹、围观的人。They stretch their necks to watch what's happening, right?
Oh, 我明白了。伸长脖子看热闹的人好像长了橡胶脖子，所以叫他们 rubberneck. 真形象。
Right, rubberneck 也可以当动词。你刚才说，大家看热闹，整条街大堵车，在英文里就是 The traffic was bumper to bumper because of rubbernecking.
Bumper to bumper?B-U-M-P-E-R, bumper, 不就是汽车保险杠吗？
Exactly. So, bumper to bumper means cars are moving so slowly that their bumpers are almost touching.
我明白了。Bumper to bumper, 汽车一辆紧挨着一辆，慢慢往前拱。这么说， I was stuck in bumper to bumper traffic.
话说回来，无穷，那车祸到底严不严重啊？
特严重，六辆车撞在一起了。
Ouch, a six-car pile-up.
Pile-up? P-I-L-E, pile, 再加上 up, pile-up, 就是连环车祸吗？
That's right.
我跟你说啊，在这个 pile-up 里面有两辆奥迪，一辆奔驰，一辆宝马，好像还有……
无穷，你看得这么清楚，真不愧是 a good rubberneck. Okay, new driver, Tell me what you've learned today.
第一，看热闹的人叫 rubberneck。第二，堵车可以说 bumper to bumper。第三，连环车祸是 pile up， P-I-L-E-U-P。
Bumper to bumper， 太形象了。北京三环上的那个堵，绝对可以称得上是 bumper to bumper， 保险杠贴着保险杠。
Yeah, that is one of the biggest reasons why I don't want to live in big cities forever. I hate being stuck in traffic. I feel like a caged animal.
That's true. 不过我已经习惯了。现在呢，我就会买各种好吃的早餐，被堵的时候可以吃个好吃的嘛。
God, Yanglin, if the world was ending, but I gave you a cupcake, I don't think you would care. Sometimes I forget how much you love to eat.But this will interest you. In today's Go English, we are going to check out all the delicious food served at a potluck.
Mmm, yummy. Let's listen.
美语三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目食物单元的高级课程。
Today, Robert is going over to Liz and Doug's apartment for a dinner party, but he is about to find out that his tastes in food are very different from theirs.
Hey, Doug. Hey, Liz. Thank you so much for inviting me over for dinner.
Oh, it's our pleasure. We haven't had company in a long time, so we're really excited you could make it. Hey, what's that dish you brought?
Well, Doug told me we were going to have a potluck dinner, so I cooked up some of my famous steak and brought it over.I hope you like it.
Oh my gosh, Doug! He brought a dead animal into our house. What are we going to do?
Doug? What's the problem? Doesn't Liz like steak?
Jeez, I totally forgot to tell you. Liz is a vegetarian because she thinks eating meat is like murdering animals. Don't worry, honey. Tomorrow I'll take the steak outside and bury it.
原来 Liz 是个 vegetarian, 素食主义者。他觉得吃肉啊就是谋杀动物，难怪他看到 Robert 带牛排来那么生气哦。
Exactly, Winnie. And did you hear Liz talk about having company? When you have company, that means you invite guests over to your house. For example, I can't go to the movies on Friday night because I'm having company.
Oh, have company 就是有客人在的意思。对了 ，Professor, potluck dinner 是什么意思啊？
At some dinner parties, the host prepares all the food for the guests. But at a potluck dinner, all the guests each bring a dish to share with the other guests.
我明白了。Potluck dinner 就是客人都自己带菜，大家一起吃的聚餐。
Don't worry, Robert. Even though we can't eat the steak, we've got lots of other good stuff to eat. Come and sit down at the table.
Great. I'm starving. What are we having?
I really hope you like it. I've prepared a 3-course meal for you. For our appetizer, we're having carrots. For the entree, we're having chicken. And for the dessert, we're having chocolate cake.
Well, that sounds great. But did you say we're having chicken for the main course? I thought you didn't eat meat.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. It's not real chicken. It's fake chicken made from tofu.
Doug...Did she say we're having fake chicken made from tofu?
That's right. Trust me, it sounds pretty weird, but I'm sure you're going to love it.
Professor Bowman, 什么叫 3-course meal?
When you go to dinner in America, each dish is served one after another. Each dish is called a course. So if there is a 3-course meal, that means 3 dishes are being served, and they are an appetizer, entree, and dessert.
哦，原来这就是由头台、主菜和甜点这三道菜组成的大餐。对了 ，Liz 还说主菜是豆腐做的素鸡，这个菜可不好做哦。
Well, now they have finished eating, so let's see what Robert thought.
So, Robert, how did you enjoy your meal? It looks like you barely touched any of your chicken.
It was interesting.It's just that I'm not feeling so well. I think tofu chicken might be an acquired taste.
Believe me, buddy, that's what I said when I first had it. But I'm telling you, once you get used to it, you will never go back to eating real chicken.
You know, Doug, if tofu chicken really is an acquired taste, we should just put the leftovers in a doggy bag to give to Robert to take home. Then he can keep eating it all week.
Professor, 什么叫 acquired taste?
It means a preference that is only acquired after considerable experience.
我明白了 ,acquired taste 就是慢慢培养出来的爱好。Robert 啊，客气地说，吃素鸡是 acquired taste， 其实啊，就是表示自己不爱吃这道菜。
That's right. But Liz offers to let him take the leftovers home, so he would fall in love with it someday.
这次的美语三级跳就播送到这里。美语三级跳节目取材于美国之音最新推出的美语教学强档网站 GoEnglish.me， 网址是www.goenglish.me。
其实说到吃， My dream is to open a bakery one day. I love baking cakes just as much as I love eating them. 我就不爱老坐在办公室前面对着电脑，特别无聊。
Oh, I'm the same. Luckily, I'm horrible with interviews. I always panic. So, no office jobs for me.Instead, I'll have a fulfilling career as your professional cupcake taster. 哎哎，
我看可以。不过面试呀，接受采访呀，都是挺让人紧张的事儿。这不，在下面的 business etiquette 里，这个公司主管就特地为接受媒体采访搞培训呢。
咱们赶快来听听吧。
礼节美语。
公司主管 Lenny 要接受媒体的采访，请媒体咨询公司的 Carl 帮他准备。Carl 告诉 Lenny， 记者一上来会问几个简单的问题，但是不能因此而放松警惕。他说
：“Remember to keep your game face on. It's really important not to seem surprised when they ask you the first difficult question. You don't want to have a moment where it seems you're on the defensive.
All right, I'll be expecting tough questions.”What kind of controversial topics do you think they might cover?
I'd be ready to answer questions about anything. Your company's stock price has recently taken a dip. Your CFO left your company and joined a rival firm. There was a product recall last year, and sales for your latest gadget have been disappointing.
Wow, I see what you mean. So, overall, what do you think my response strategy should be?
Carl 告诉 Lenny 要
Keep your game face on.
保持战斗姿态。
Game face.
原指球员场上比赛时的面容表情，引申为志在必得的样子。这样做是因为软问题过后，记者出其不意提出第一个刁难性的问题时
，You don't want to seem on the defensive.
你不想让人看出你处于被动防守的状态。记者什么样的问题都可能问，比如公司的股票最近下跌。
Take a dip.
公司的首席财务长官跳槽到了对手的公司。跳槽在英语里可以用
jump ship，
比如
your CFO jumped ship to join a rival firm。
另外，公司最近有产品因为质量问题被召回，而且最新推出的产品销量也不尽如人意。遇到这样的问题， Lenny 该怎样回答呢？
The main thing is to focus on the positive. Yes, our stock price has been a little volatileBut we are on course for a third quarter rebound. Yes, it was unfortunate that our CFO chose to join our rivals. But the opening has given us a chance to hire fresh blood and incorporate new ideas.
I see your point. Don't evade the question, but try to twist it towards the positive.
Exactly. And you need to appear confident and strong.
What kind of tone would you recommend I take with the interviewer? Friendly? A little distant?
Carl 说，被问到这种难堪的问题时，关键是要
focus on the positive，
强调积极的一面。比如公司股票最近是有些波动，但是
we are on course for a third quarter rebound，
第三季度预计会出现反弹。虽然高管跳槽，但这样我们才有机会
hire fresh blood，
雇佣新人。归根到底一句话，不能回避问题，但是要从积极的一面来回答。接受采访时采取什么样的态度最合适呢？ Carl 回答说
Stay friendly, but remember, they're not on your side.
I guess that's the same as when I'm at any business negotiation.
Yes. Use the interviewer's first name, especially at the beginning of the interview. Don't overdo it, because that sounds insincere.
These are all really good points, Carl. Maybe we should meet again next week. I think I need a little bit more practice.
Sure. I'll have your secretary set up the appointment. See you next week, Mr. Lee.
Goodbye, Carl.
Carl 说态度必须友好，但是要记住
They're not on your side.
采访你的人不是站在你这边的。他还建议 Lenny 从采访一开始就用记者的
First name
名字称呼对方，这样显得亲切。但是
Don't overdo it.
也不要显得过分热络。Lenny 跟 Carl 约定下星期再演练一次。
你看看，你看看，接受个采访还得准备这准备那的，真麻烦。要是以后我真的有一个蛋糕店，就能天天吃自己烤的蛋糕，多棒呀！
I'd give up boys for cupcakes in a heartbeat, and I'm not afraid to admit it.
That's why we're BFFs.
Exactly. Alrighty, guys, let's learn how American youth use this term, BFF.
美语怎么说?
How to say it in American English.
Jessica 在北京学中文，她的中国朋友要是遇到了不知道用美语怎么说的词，就会来请教她。今天是于苗要问的闺蜜。
哇，于苗 ，What are you doing all dolled up？
我今天要去见我最最好的朋友，她是我大学同学，我们都两年没见了。
Oh wow, sounds like you guys go way back。
可不，她可是我的标准闺蜜 ，my best friend。
Actually, in English, we can call her your BFF. BFF stands for best friend forever.People use this term to refer to their best friends.
原来 BFF 就是永远的好朋友。Yes, she's definitely my BFF. We were college classmates and lived in the same dorm for 4 years. 我们特别铁，无话不谈。哎，那个铁用英文要怎么说啊？
You can say we are tight. Tight 是关系紧密的意思，也就是说你们特别铁。
可不，话说回来，我们一块吃饭的还有另外一个人。我们吧也挺好的，不过吧 ，she's super competitive. She always wants what I have. 你说这种人该怎么说 ？Partial BFF, partial tight.
That sounds like a frenemy of yours. Frenemy consists of friend and enemy. It is basically half friend and half enemy.
原来如此 ，this girl is a frenemy.我们俩表面不错，但是暗地里好像老是在明争暗斗的。
Sounds like a love-hate relationship to me.
That's so true. 我对她绝对是又爱又恨。你看，今天我跟我闺蜜见面，她又跟来了。唉，
开心点。Before you go, tell me what you've learned today.
今天我们学到的内容包括：第一，闺蜜是 best friend forever， 也就是 BFF。第二，关系很铁可以用 tight。 第三，亦敌亦友叫做 frenemy。 第四，爱恨交加是 a love-hate relationship。
A love-hate relationship? Ooh, I think that describes my relationship with that three-layer chocolate cake I ate last night. Ooh.
我也一样，我也一样。不过说归说，吃还是要吃的嘛。All right, 同学们，这次节目时间就到这里。如果你对我们的节目有什么建议或者想提什么问题，请发电子邮件到美语@voanews.com.
And in your email, tell us with whom or what you have a love-hate relationship. Cupcakes? Dinosaurs? Troublesome co-hosts?
你还可以关注新浪微博 MOO, 爱说英语的牛，收听更多课程。
And don't forget to tune in next time for American English Mosaic.
Bye-bye.
Yo, 怎么了，老同学？
要考试，我背单词背的头都大了，就是没进步。
光靠死记硬背可不行。最近美国之音刚开播的美语训练班，每次25分钟，内容丰富，形式活泼，不知不觉英语就提高了。
真的？什么时候播出？
每星期天下午5:05到5:30播出，星期二和星期五同一时间重播。
那我要是错过了呢？
上网呗，除了美国之音自己的网站，还有3w.usa101.cn， 赶快去听吧。
美语三级跳。各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目社会文化单元的高级课程。
Today, we're learning some words for talking about affirmative action programs in the U.S. Winnie, if a college or business has an affirmative action program, that means it gives preference to minority students who have traditionally been underprivileged in American society.
这个啊，我听说过。美国的 affirmative action, 平权法案，要求对少数族裔人口实行入学、就业方面的优惠政策。我想这个政策应该是为了要帮助少数族裔改善他们的社会地位，可是啊，难免也会引发一些不满和争议吧。
Yes, it has been quite controversial. Let's see what Will and Jane have to say about it.
So Jane, where do you go to college?
I'm at the University of California in Los Angeles. It's a great school academically, but also because it gives me the chance to meet people of all different nationalities, races, and backgrounds.
Yeah, U.S. colleges have become much more diverse ever since affirmative action policies were put in place. But even though that's a good thing, some people still gripe about them.
Of course, there has been a lot of controversy surrounding them. After all, affirmative action is a pretty blunt instrument for helping disadvantaged groups improve their lives.
Professor Bowman, 什么叫 gripe?
To gripe is to complain about something. For example, the employees at every company I've worked at have always griped about how rich the boss is, even though they make good salaries.
Oh, gripe. G-R-I-P-E. Gripe 就是抱怨的意思。Will 说，虽然平权政策让很多少数族裔的学生得到了上大学的机会，提升了美国大学校园的多样性，可是啊，还是有人对这个政策不满。哎，对了 ，Jane 说平权法案是个 blunt instrument。Professor， 这是什么意思呢
？Winnie， a blunt instrument is a method that uses too much force, so that in achieving your aim, it also causes some harm or trouble. For example, war is a very blunt instrument for settling disputes between countries.It's better to resolve them through careful negotiations.
Oh, 我明白了。Blunt instrument 就是生硬的方法。用这种方法做事啊，往往事倍功半，效果不佳呢。
Why do you think some people are opposed to affirmative action?
A lot of people think we no longer need affirmative action, and that is unfair. If two people apply for a job, should one be given better treatment because of his or her skin color?
I see your point.But many of the poor people in American society are minorities. I think we should try to give them a leg up.
True, but there are lots of poor people who aren't minorities too. Shouldn't they get help too?
I agree that it isn't a perfect solution, but it's a pretty good way of leveling the playing field.
听起来 Will 很支持平权法案。他说，美国很多穷人都是少数族裔，平权法案可以 give them a leg up, 助他们一臂之力。让他们获得一些优势。
That's right. Will also says he thinks that affirmative action policies are a good way of leveling the playing field.
对 ,level the playing field, 就是说呢，为大家提供公平的赛场，让所有人站在同样的起点上。Will 觉得平权法案虽然并不完美，但至少缩小了白人和有色人种之间的社会差距呢。
You know, I think one thing that everybody can agree on is that we should live in a world where affirmative action isn't necessary.
I totally agree. When each person has the same opportunities in life, regardless of his or her skin color, the world will definitely be a better place.
Hey, Will, just a suggestion, but can we talk about something less serious? All this talk of religion and discrimination isn't what I had in mind for a first date.
Well, sure, we can talk about something light and fun. What do you think about global warming?
Waiter, can you bring the check, please?
Jane 终于受不了了。Will 竟和他谈这些严肃的话题，让他换个轻松点的，他居然会想到 global warming, 全球暖化。怪不得 Jen 急着要付钱走人。
Yep, sounds like Will made a pretty bad move.
各位听众，这次的美语三级跳节目就播送到这里。